Minnesota News Network, I'm Matt Kelly. The National Weather Service confirms 5 tornadoes touched down Friday, damaging more than 100 homes in southeastern Minnesota and in Iowa and Wisconsin. The strongest of the 5 was an EF2 that hit near Stewartville with 130-mile-an-hour winds. No one's reported hurt. Opponents of a proposed copper-nickel mine near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness say the project still faces permitting hurdles at the state and federal levels. Pete Marshall with Friends of the Boundary Waters says the state can fight back against an overreaching federal government.
Right now, Governor Walz and the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources can cancel one of Twin Metals' state mineral leases. This would be a crucial step towards stopping Twin Metals.
Marshall is asking Minnesotans to contact the DNR and call on the state to cancel leases for copper nickel mining near the BWCA as company supporters celebrate Senate passage of a resolution lifting a 20-year ban on mining. House lawmakers will get another crack at advancing the Office of Inspector General bill this morning in the House Ways and Means Committee. That bill to create an independent watchdog for fraud has stumbled several times in the House. DFL representative and author of the bill, Matt Norris of Blaine, says the bill is getting closer to the finish line.
I think there are some really good conversations that are happening on this bill. There's a few remaining sticking points. I am optimistic that we can resolve those remaining sticking points. You know, we don't even have a current fiscal note, which is, you know, an estimate of how much this bill is going to cost.
Norris says he doesn't think the bill will pass today's committee hearing, but there's still plenty of time before the end of the session. The bill has already passed in the Senate. Minnesotans can explore all 73 state parks and recreation areas for free this Saturday as the DNR is waiving all vehicle permit fees. State officials say federal immigration enforcement may have contributed to a sharp drop in Minnesota jobs during February. The state lost 6,100 jobs that month, about double the national rate. An official with the Department of Employment and Economic Development says the timing of ICE's Operation Metro Surge overlaps when the data was collected. Minnesota 4-H is partnering with the Minnesota State Fair to renovate the 4-H building on the state fairgrounds. Minnesota 4-H Youth Development State Director Jennifer Scusa says the $35 million campaign will modernize the 85-year-old three-story building.
This will be the first major renovation that we're going to experience in that building. And so really what we've been focusing on right now is making sure that we have a design put in place that is something that will work with 4-H'ers well into the future.
Scusa says Minnesota 4-H has grown more than 30% the past 4 years. This is Minnesota News Network.